Ariel Sharon, the former Prime Minister of Israel, the war criminal, who destroyed entire cities and presided over the killing of thousands of civilians, has died. And good riddance to him. Ariel Sharon started his career with the Haganah terrorist group, which was later officialized and absorbed into the Israeli government. Sharon's Unit 101 went into the El Bergig refugee camp south of Gaza and slaughtered civilians by tossing bombs through the windows of their huts, killing families in their sleep, and they gunned down those who fled. Next, they attacked the Jordanian village of Kibya, where the Zionists blew up 45 houses, reducing the area to rubble. Whole families were murdered. Two-thirds of the victims were women and children. Sharon also blew up the school and a reservoir. Try to imagine the world reaction if the reverse had happened. If an army went into an Israeli village at night, shooting people, and then blew up over 40 houses when the people tried to take cover by staying inside. Try to imagine that. It would never happen. But for Sharon, it was a career booster. He took more criticism from the Israeli media than he did the American media, which, when it wasn't being silent, was full of apologists tripping over themselves to excuse Sharon and display their pathetic loyalty to the racist state. After the Kibya massacre, Sharon shelled the neighboring villages, Shukba and Budras. Unit 101 was rewarded and placed in Israel's paratroop corps. Sharon was made the paratroop brigade commander. They murdered another 83 people in Kalkilia in the West Bank. During the 1956 war, a war with Egypt, which was created by lies and attempted false flags such as Operation Susanna, Sharon had Egyptian prisoners of war murdered on three separate occasions and dumped 273 unarmed prisoners into mass graves. Again, this was only beneficial to Sharon, who climbed up the ladder where he became an IDF commander. Sharon cemented a relationship with Jewish organized crime figures in America such as Mayor Lansky, as well as Russian mob bosses. He created the Rimon Unit, tasked with running death squads for civilian assassinations, a program much like the CIA's Operation Phoenix. Benny Golan, a former member of Rimon, confessed they often dressed as Arabs and conducted terrorist attacks on Israeli Jewish targets to justify retaliation attacks, also like the CIA's Operation Phoenix. In the Gaza Strip, Sharon bulldozed down 100 homes at Beach Camp so he could create a wide street where the Israelis could bring in heavy vehicles and artillery. Soldiers marked homes with red paint. They threw people's belongings outside in the street. They beat children. Then the bulldozers came and paved down the homes. Sharon later administered the demolition of over 2,000 homes under the policy of ethnic cleansing and racial colonization in the West Bank and Gaza. And then post-Yom Kippur, Sharon entered the Knesset. Prime Minister Begin made Ariel Sharon the defense minister, and then Israel invaded Lebanon. Under Sharon's direction, they killed a total of 19,000 Palestinians and wounded over 30,000 in a military campaign Sharon called Operation Peace in Galilee. Eventually, after Reagan's pullout and the Beirut bombings, which were a reaction to several truck bombings the Israelis had done previously, Sharon was forced to withdraw, but he broke the peace treaty the following day by launching a purification campaign into refugee camps Sabra and Shatila. They encircled the camps and massacred unarmed women and children and elderly. Some of them had been mutilated and disemboweled. In February of 83, he was relieved of his duties as defense minister, but he still remained in the Knesset, and he still remained out of jail, and he still remained a popular figure who would go on to become Israel's prime minister. Sharon went on to massacre more Palestinians in Operation Defensive Shield, where he blew up entire cities. They did an aerial bombing of the city of Jenin, which is called the Battle of Jenin, where it was just a bunch of civilians getting slaughtered by the Israelis. One victim was one Carmel Zahir, a 57-year-old wheelchair-bound man who was shot and run over by a tank on a major road outside the camp, even though he had a white flag attached to his wheelchair. Another was 58-year-old Miriam Washahi, killed by a missile in her home on April 6, just hours after her unarmed son had been shot in the street, Jamil Fayed. A 37-year-old paralyzed man who was crushed in the rubble of his home. Under pressure from President Bush, the Israeli settlers were forced to leave the Gaza Strip, but they just relocated to the West Bank with American money to boot. And over 73,000 new settlements were placed in the West Bank. This was also under Sharon. Shortly afterward, the fat bastard fell into a coma, which he remained in for years before he finally died on January 11th, 2014. May he rest in hell. There has been a disgusting whitewashing of this war criminal's crimes from the New York Times, from the Post, from go-to Zionist senators like John McCain. They are whitewashing his crimes. You can't allow this to happen. The man was not just feisty or controversial. He was an unapologetic war criminal who slaughtered civilians and destroyed cities and made permanent annexation for the chosen race of God. He's the epitome of a Zionist racist psychopath, and his death should be celebrated. I am officially making January 11th an anti-neocon holiday, and the world should see our celebration. They should be embarrassed by the crimes they commit, and they should have to explain why people are drinking and toasting and celebrating at the death of a tyrant. They can't cover it up forever. That is exactly the reaction they deserve. It's usually wrong to say anything about the dead, no matter how horrible they were. But when you reach a level of unabashed evil, child murdering, psychotic, ethnic cleansing, like Ariel Sharon, then the world will celebrate your death. The man was a stain on humanity and deserves nothing but ridicule. Cut all aid to Israel. They ought to sell tickets to go piss on Sharon's grave. If you think that's an outlandish statement, that's exactly what people on Fox News said about Yasser Arafat when he died. The difference being that that was actually on television, and it met no ridicule whatsoever. Around the world, join me in a toast to the death of a tyrant. I'd like to make a quick compilation video on YouTube of pictures of people just holding their shot glasses, beers, or what have you, to say, we're all glad he's gone, and we wish the rest of them would hurry up and join him. Peace.